You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like your sugary soda habit is hurting your kidneys more than you think. I'm getting sick and tired of diagnosing middle-aged folks with kidney disease. They're too young to have kidney disease. Could you have kidney disease? And it may not just be the over-the-counter anti-inflammatories you're popping. It could be your soda. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this new California bill draft that may, I guess, cause porn stars in California to have to use proper shielding techniques. And not only condoms, we're talking face shields, goggles. Are you kidding me? Porn with goggles. I don't watch porn. My guess is that would be pretty funny. Let's see what else we have here to talk about today. Amy Robach is, I guess, one of ABC's anchors. I don't watch a lot of ABC as much as I'd like to, but she's only 40, and she had done a mastectomy on Good Morning America. Not a mastectomy. She had done a mammogram on Good Morning America to try to prompt us, you know, to get our mammograms. You know how we all do that. I did that for you guys, too. I think it's a smart thing to do, but she's only 40, and now she's got to have a double mastectomy because she was found to have cancer. Okay, more evidence to not wait till you're 50 to get checked out. We have a lot of pre-made salad sandwiches recalled from Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. We'll talk about that, what recall is going on. Some of you get nervous because your child, her periods are starting early, so you think she's going to start having sex early. As we're seeing early puberty in girls, does that really equate to early sex? I don't understand how it could, because, I mean, you would think that when you had your period, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, everybody stay away from below the waist. Okay, that's how I was like. Does that translate to early sex? And our veterans in crisis, as we salute our veterans this week, it shouldn't be just Veterans Day. We should be saluting our veterans all week. We should be actually saluting our veterans all year long. And, again, thank you for your sacrifice, and thank your families for their sacrifice. And I don't think America does enough for our veterans. And this headline caught my eye. Apparently, 40% of New York vets rely on food banks to survive. Are you kidding me? I mean, why aren't we taking care of our veterans? What is wrong with us? We want to take care of our illegal immigrants more than we want to take care of our veterans. What is wrong with that picture? These guys sacrifice their life, body parts, their homes, their futures for our country. The least we can do is help them out. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More and more news is coming how our jobs is what's probably really hurting us in terms of us getting diabetes, cancer, etc. From what we understand, 1 in 5 adults, 20% of us, are behind a desk or sitting at a desk all day. This isn't even including our truckers out there, and God bless our truckers, right, that have to sit to work. Right? Now, many people look at a sit-down job as an easy job. It's not. A sit-down job is not an easy job. A sit-down job puts you at very high risk for heart disease. I mean, that's why I always have an exercise ball in my studio. I mean, even though this is just one of my jobs, okay, radio is just one of my jobs, okay? I'm still a full-time doctor. I teach. I lecture. I'm a mom. And I do full-time radio, okay? I don't know how. Maybe it's double or triple full-time. But just because somebody's a desk potato, okay, which is what they call it, really shouldn't have that negative stigma attached that they're doing it to be lazy. There's a lot of jobs that are very related to computer. And we've been kind of goading employers to mix things up a bit, let you actually work on a walking treadmill, maybe, have duties that will combine the computer work with the non-computer work so that you get up and go, like marketing. You know, you got to go to a meeting. You have to, you know, so you aren't just sitting behind a desk the whole time. But one in five are behind their desk all day long. Now, there was a study out of Europe saying 6 out of 10 take their car to work. Imagine that being higher in America. Okay? Not a lot of people walk. Now, keep in mind, New York, you're going to have a lot more people fit, a lot of walkers. Okay? Because even if they take the subway or the train, et cetera, they still have to walk a couple blocks. Although I really dig how New York is laid out. I mean, you rarely have to walk more than a few blocks with the way the subway system is. It's pretty damn good. I still am amazed by that. Just like the freeway system in California. Yeah, it stinks to be sitting there in traffic, but I really got to hand it to them for building the freeway system that they did. Bye. Now, they say many people that have these types of jobs, they don't feel like they could ask for a job change. They don't feel like they could ask to get more exercise on their job. So what do you do if you're one of these 20% that have to sit behind a computer? Now, one thing we talked about was to get one of those exercise balls. Now, even if you're in customer service, okay, front desk, etc., these balls can still be hidden, okay? And there's also ways for employers to say we have an exercise-friendly environment. So you sitting on an exercise ball helping a patient or helping a client or helping I think that stands out. I mean, I think it's a great marketing tool. People will remember your office, okay, more. Right? But many of you in the behind the scenes sitting there, and I know you guys need comfortable chairs and you need back support, etc., but I'm a huge fan of these exercise balls because I think it does strengthen the back. And so I would recommend that. Number two is you could always talk to your doctor and go, look, how often do you want me to get up, stretch my feet, et cetera? All right. I have a boss or I have an employer that it's not as conducive. Okay. Can you write me a note? You can write a note, hopefully you don't get fired. Hopefully it's a nice note saying, can this employee have a task of going down to the mailroom or going down to logistics or whatever of the different making coffee runs just to be able to prevent blood clots, something like that. So I think there's ways you could work with your employer, but you need to be smart about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
California, oh, California's in the news again today, guys. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. According to media post Salon, they say the newest version of the California bill, worker safety bill, would require adult film actors to wear protective goggles. I have never seen a porn star wear goggles. But then again, I don't watch a lot of porn. I mean, maybe they're trying to look like those minions on Despicable Me. All right? Maybe you can make a porn movie called Despicable Deed. Something like that. Anyway, Measure B of Bill AB 640 gained national attention earlier this year by proposing that actors in the porn industry wear condoms to prevent the spread of STDs. The bill has been stalled in the Senate, but the most recent proposed draft would, in addition to mandating condom use, require that quote-unquote personal protective equipment be used to prevent contact of an employee's eye, skin, mucous membranes, or genital with the blood, or genitals with the blood or OPIMSTI of another. Now, OPIMSTI is defined by OSHA as, Lord have mercy, this has been reported by the Huffington Post, rated PG-13. Pre-ejaculate, ejaculate, semen, vaginal secretions, fecal matter, rectal secretions, secretions from wounds or sores that are potentially infected with sexually transmitted pathogens, Any other bodily fluid when visibly contaminated with blood, or all bodily fluids in situations where it is difficult or impossible to differentiate between bodily fluids. That is how OSHA defines OPIMSTI, or OPIMSTI. I still don't know what the O stands for. The October 2nd draft of this bill, AB 640, was leaked to the adult entertainment blog Mike South last month, and I guess now people are freaking out that they're going to have to wear gloves and protective gear and maybe head netting, right? Yeah, mouth guards, masks, right? Okay. In November, Los Angeles County passed the Safe for Sex in Adult Film Industry Act, known as Measure B. It required porn actors in L.A. to wear condoms during all vaginal and anal sex scenes. What do you guys watch? Despite stiff opposition from adult performers and producers, the bill passed by majority vote. Before Measure B passed, porn stars James Dean and Jessica Drake protested the measure by filming a satirical public service announcement depicting the porn stars who wear safety goggles and protective headgear. Okay, now, this is one of those things where I know many of you are going, okay, fine. Okay, let the porn industry get regulated. All right, now mind you, okay, I think our workers do deserve protections, all right? And I don't know how America could exclude one, shall we say, industry and not another. Okay, in medicine, people have to be protected. Okay, if any of my staff is working with anything that would, let's say, splash or, I don't know, getting whatever. If they're working with any chemicals, they're supposed to wear protective goggles. Period. Okay? All right, so that right? Medical setting, too. You wear gloves. I'm sure on construction sites, you need to wear your protective gear. So, why is the porn industry excluded? Okay? I get that. Okay? You can't. I mean, once government comes in to regulate, they have to regulate all. You know, this is what's ticking a lot of people off with Obamacare. All right? Some people get waivers. Some people don't. A law is a law. All right? Discriminating against people or cherry-picking who gets to be excluded from the law already starts to dilute the law. Just like illegal immigrants not deporting all, if you're going to deport an illegal immigrant, then you deport all the illegal immigrants. None of this picking and choosing and cherry picking. All right. So same thing. If you are going to mandate that employers have to have their employees protected, then that includes everybody. You can't just pick and choose. Well, porn doesn't have to do that. Now, I'm not too sure about what happens with all these OPIMs and stuff, and it always kind of, you know, gives me the heebie-jeebies whenever I see something with OP, because OP always reminds me of Andy Griffith Show. But if there is certain types of splashings, shall we say, being done, and certain exposures, then they're 100% right. I know some of you are like, well, that's ridiculous, but listen, why should a construction facility, a medical facility, any of these other facilities be regulated and cited and reported and fined, yet the porn industry doesn't? You see what I mean? Now, there are ways to do porn while probably wearing goggles and face masks, etc. Didn't porn back in like the 70s or whatever, when everybody was into kind of space stuff, weren't people wearing alien suits? Okay, so that could technically mask as a protective device. There could be certain cool sunglasses, etc. And I know you guys think that looks stupid, but you can't regulate and fine one industry and not another. And then, of course, lawsuits. If somebody is suing their employer because they got AIDS doing a porn scene, okay, I mean, is workers' comp going to even, I mean, how does an employer get workers' comp? Don't all employers have to provide workers' comp insurance? And if workers' comp, because of so many cases, don't want to take you, and the only way workers' comp is going to take your industry is if you have these protective measures, so then they don't have to pay for the suits. I mean, you know, this is, remember, it's a business, okay? If porn is legal, then they have to go through the same legal processes as we all do. They got to get a business license. They have to provide insurance. They have to provide Obamacare under a certain number, over a certain number. Okay? I mean, it's ridiculous to think that certain people are always getting an out. Certain groups are always getting an out. And it just makes no sense. So, yeah, goggles and porn stars makes perfect sense. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So sugary soda harming the kidneys. We all knew that, okay? There's a lot of things soda could do to hurt the kidneys, indirectly, okay? Soda could raise your blood pressure. Caffeine, etc. High blood pressure can hurt the kidneys. When people go, Dahlia, what do I do to keep my kidneys safe? I go, first of all, make sure you don't have high blood pressure. Second of all, make sure you don't have diabetes. You control your diabetes. Third of all, make sure you control your cholesterol. Fourth, watch these over-the-counter medications that could hurt your kidneys, like these anti-inflammatories, etc. So we know that a soda could A, up your blood pressure, B, up your sugar intake. So, of course, those aren't the best choices, okay? But what else is going on with soda? Well, employees at a university in Japan who consume more than 2 sodas a day were more likely to have protein in their urine when compared to those who had fewer or no sodas on a daily basis. Now, the protein in their urine was an early marker of kidney damage, but they also found that it was reversible. Now, many of you have asked me, okay, my doctor says I have protein in my urine. What does that mean? And by the way, one way you could tell if you have a lot of protein in the urine is when you pee, it bubbles a lot. If you have a lot of bubbles when you pee, that's a sign of protein in the urine. If the pee just goes and blends, not a lot of protein, okay? Protein in the urine means, now remember, your kidneys are filters. The blood goes through the kidneys, the kidneys keep what they want to keep, and they dump what they don't want. Protein, shall we say, would be the size, if I had to compare a tugboat to the Titanic would be protein, the tugboat would be like calcium or potassium. So if you are dropping in your urine and losing in your filter Titanic proportion sizes versus tugboat sizes of nutrients, then that means you got some holes in your filter, right? That's why protein in the urine is a sign of something going wrong with the kidneys. And that's how I look at it. So, the study looked at 12,000 university employees who underwent their annual checkups at a health center. The urine was tested for protein, like many of you guys have to, especially the truckers out there, and those for your DOT physicals. Nearly 11% of employees who said they had 2 or more soft drinks per day had protein in their urine during 3 years of follow-up. In contrast, 8.4% of those who did not drink any soda and roughly 9% of those who drank about 1 can a day tested positive for protein in their urine. A related study in rats found that the fructose can also increase the kidney sensitivity to protein that regulates salt balance. So if you have more salt reabsorption by the kidneys, that could also cause kidney issues, high blood pressure, etc. So these soda drinks, I mean, American Heart Association only wants you to take no more than 9 teaspoons of sugar for men, 5 teaspoons for women, 3 for children. Soda's already up at 7, people, and that's just 1. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We truly, truly appreciate it. All right, it sounds like this recent outbreak of E. coli has sickened at least 26 people in 3 states, has been linked to a Richmond, California catering company. And officials are asking anyone who bought the company's salads and wraps to toss them out. From what we understand, Atherton Foods Incorporated, this is coming out of the LA Times, distributed the products to Trader Joe's, Walgreens, and Whole Foods in 8 states, including California, Arizona, and New Mexico. I guess the foods were made between September 23rd and November 6th. Best Buy expiration dates are from September 23rd to November 14th. Officials became aware of the outbreak October 29th. Now, I guess the recall affects 90 tons of pre-wrapped salads and wraps all made with cooked ham and chicken. So we got like the Delish Greek style orzo salad, Delish Asian-style noodle salad. I don't understand deli, Asian and deli. That doesn't make any sense to me. The reason why you go to Asian restaurants is, and eat Asian food is so you don't have to have deli type. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all the things, but like wheat berry salad kit. I mean, these are things that you would think would be healthy choices and good for you for picking those as opposed to a greasy bacon cheeseburger. But these are some of the foods being recalled. And the meals have been sold also into Texas, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, and Utah. For more information, please visit the FDA recall page. It's called, I guess, FDA. Look up the FDA site, and then you can look under recalls. Symptoms of E. coli could be diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and this will usually come on fairly quickly, within a couple days, but sometimes as late as 8 days. So something to definitely keep your eye out for. All right. Now, a month after going and undergoing a mammogram on Good Morning America's ABC Amy Robach, apparently she said she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She's only 40 years old, and she's going to have a double mastectomy and reconstructive surgery this week. She said she had been reluctant to have a public mammogram, but went ahead after Robin Roberts had done her, shall we say, she was the Good Morning America anchor. She had done a medical procedure and then found out that she had, her life was saved. And so, you know, many of you will go, well, gosh, you know, maybe it's bad luck on that network. No, it's not bad luck. Okay, I think people forget that people in entertainment, all right, are still regular people. We still get afflicted with medical illnesses like everybody else. Now, mammogramming at 40 is still under some debate. Now, in my office, there's no debate. We recommend you get a baseline mammogram between 35 and 40. Then at age 40, you start getting a mammogram every couple years. That's worked for us now for the last 13 years. It still continues to work. The only time I deviate off that is if somebody has more aggressive breast cancer, I send it to the breast doctor who actually checks them every year. My breast doctor doesn't check me every 2 years. He checks me every 6 months. Ultrasounds once a year, mammograms once a year. So every 6 months I get one or the other. For somebody at age 40 to need a double mastectomy for breast cancer, that to me sounds like it's one of the more aggressive forms. Just like with prostate cancer. Somebody in their 40s having prostate cancer, obviously a lot more aggressive than somebody in their 60s. Now, you know, it's frustrating because I know what's happening with healthcare. This website issue isn't the real problem with healthcare. Healthcare now is our insurance. Yes, maybe it's supposed to cover what the Affordable Health Care Act demands it to do, but it'll only cover it after you meet your high deductible. We just met another family. Their deductible went up to $5,000. What good is having mammograms, physicals, etc., if you still have to pay out of pocket for it? What the hell is the insurance covering? Our deductible is going to be $6,500. At that point, I'm just paying for my mammogram for free. And in fact, it's actually cheaper. What I'm finding, and some of you have found, that you could go to some of these imaging places, get a mammogram for $50, yet if you did it through your insurance with the deductible, you'd be paying $150. So it's cheaper to just not use the insurance. Of course, we need insurance for major catastrophic, but, I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's scary, very scary stuff. So when you're seeing different media outlets urging you to avoid the PSA screening, the prostate screening, telling you, nah, just do a colonoscopy every 10 years, right, if you feel like it, I would say just halt for a second here, okay? And talk to your doctor about what you need. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of concern now that our girls are starting to menstruate early. Okay, many of us in our age group, it was kind of, I don't know, 7th grade, 8th grade. Now we're seeing 4th and 5th graders start to have their periods. Pretty scary stuff. Great for the tampon companies, but not good for us parents and grandparents. All right, but what we are finding is just because a girl is menstruating earlier does not mean that's going to translate to them starting their sex lives early. Now, some of you would say, well, that's a ridiculous theory. Why would that have even surfaced? Well, because remember, okay, remember your hormones when you were going through puberty? Yeah, okay. So if you are, shall we say, going through a cycle, and in caveman days, then you were, you know, you were able to then become pregnant and become a mom, etc. Remember, your body doesn't care that you're in the seventh grade, okay? Or you have a volleyball tournament. Your body is preparing these girls and boys to get pregnant. So somebody who is post-puberty is going to be probably a little bit more amorous. And being more amorous and, shall we say, I'm trying to think of the word. I can't think of it right now. But seeming to kind of go after or procure mates could possibly be linked. And that's where the theory came. But Australian researchers found that among 554 girls they followed through childhood, those who started their periods before age 12 did not get an early start on sex lives. One quarter had sexual intercourse by the time they were 15 versus 29% of the girls. Well, I don't want to go into that. To me, that's still young. That's still young. Oh, I mean, here's the thing. I had a patient that had a daughter, and she said that the gynecologist put her daughter on birth control because the daughter had painful periods. She said, why should she do that? If the daughter was having painful periods, then the daughter may be less likely to want to have sex. So why should they lessen the dysmenorrhea or the menstrual cramps, which are natural? To me, I'm thinking this mom never had menstrual cramps. The menstrual cramps were pretty debilitating. And missing a couple days off of school or off of work doesn't really jive into society. And so I kind of like that we have these studies coming out saying, look, the period and sex don't seem to be that correlated. Okay, give the girl a gosh darn Midol for crying out loud. She may even need a half of Vicodin. Okay, I mean, some of these girls are completely leveled. Okay, now what I used to do in school, and I know some of you think about faking it. Okay, I would never fake it the day I really had it. But I used to get really, really tired and need my nap. And what I would do is I realized that you could get out of class and go to the school nurse once a month. So I started then taking that once a month trip, okay, whether I have a period or not, so I could lie down and take a little nap. So I did lie, but the period still stunk, okay? It was still a bad one. I mean, if we want to, one of you would also ask, well, birth control pills cause girls to be more prone to sex? That I say no. In terms of birth control pills actually inhibit sex drive, believe it or not. So many people on the pill, their sex drive may actually go down. Where I'm concerned is birth control pill over the counter and none of these girls being talked to about protective sex, etc. That's one other issue. When we come back, where can veterans get a lot of good freebies like they deserve on Veterans Day and Veterans Week? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, we are celebrating Veterans Day. I wish we could celebrate it all week, if not multiple times throughout the year, because I don't think we do enough for our veterans and for the families who have sacrificed. And thank God for our troops and thank God for the freedom under which we live to be able to celebrate the men and women that have given their lives and have served and protected our country. A little bit of interesting history. I love the History Channel. And so a lot of times for history of things, I like to use history.com. It's a great site. And many of us know the history, right, of Veterans Day, originally as Armistice Day, right? It was the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, okay? The end of World War One, or the Great War. It wasn't called World War One; they were just called the Great War until later we called it World War One. This was an armistice or a temporary cessation of hostilities declared between Germany and the Allied nations. Now, this was commemorated as Armistice Day the next year, okay? By 1938, they made November 11th a legal federal holiday, but it took until 1938. Later, after World War II and Korean War, then Armistice Day started to transform to Veterans Day. And I don't believe it was until, I think, Eisenhower's administration when they finally signed legislation calling it Veterans Day on November 11th. But, you know, interesting history if you ever want to read it. As they look at, you know, even though the Treaty of Versailles that was signed June 28th, 1919, a lot of us look at November 11th as the end of the Great War. And that's when President Woodrow Wilson decided to commemorate November 11th as Armistice Day. Parades, public gatherings, you know, et cetera. On November 11th, 1921, there was an American soldier that had been killed in the war. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery, and the U.S. Congress had declared that we kind of take a break that day. And on the same day, other soldiers were laid to rest. And so by June 4th, 1926, Congress had passed a resolution that the recurring anniversary of November 11th, 1918 should be commemorated with thanksgiving and prayer and exercises designed to perpetuate peace through goodwill and mutual understanding between nations. Which, it's a beautiful thing. But again, as you can see, it's still transforming to what we look at as Veterans Day. At that time, the November 11th legal holiday only existed in about maybe 27 states. It still wasn't a part of most of the nation. Then, I guess an act approved in 1938 finally made November 11th a legal holiday. And this legal holiday was dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. Now, after World War II, okay, and then after 5.7 million served in the Korean War, the 83rd U.S. Congress amended the act by June 1, 1954 to change it to Veterans from Armistice Day. From then on, November 11th, from the 1950s on, then was known as Veterans Day. Then I guess in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Holidays Bill, which sought to ensure three-day weekends for federal employees and encourage tourism and travel by celebrating four national holidays, Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Columbus Day, and to do so on Mondays. Now, this is a little different than what we do, because then Veterans Day was supposed to be the fourth Monday in October. The first Veterans Day under this new law was actually Monday, October 25th, 1971. Some states didn't know what the hell to do. Some said, wait a second, what the hell are we doing now with this October 25th thing? I thought November 11th. So, by 1975, I believe Gerald Ford realized that Americans were kind of getting confused. They didn't know what the hell was going on. So, no, not 1975. By 1978, Gerald Ford decided, you know what, let's just go back to November 11th. If November 11th falls on a Saturday or Sunday, the federal government gets to observe the holiday on the previous Friday or the following Monday. This way, everybody is happy. Now, apparently, other countries do have their forms of Armistice Day. Canada, I think they call it Remembrance Day. Britain has Remembrance Sunday. So, it's a good thing. I think we should do more, right? Especially with this next story we're going to cover on how many New York veterans are relying on food banks to survive. Before we get to that, though, I want to quickly give you a list. This is being reported by NBC of places veterans can go for some great and well-deserved freebies. So let's talk about this here. This is according to NBCBayArea.com. They say TGI Fridays. Now, from what we understand, these are supposed to be restaurants across the country, but make sure locally they're honoring this. They say TGI Fridays is treating veterans to a free lunch on November 11th between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. California Pizza Kitchen is treating veterans and active military, right, to pizza on Veterans Day. Applebee's, You get a free Applebee's signature entree if you show your military ID. Hooters is inviting veterans and active duty military members to their restaurants for a free meal up to $10.99. Olive Garden also is offering a free meal from a special menu. The family that is dining with them gets 10% off their meal. Denny's, all-you-can-eat pancakes from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Outback Steakhouse, veterans and active military get a free drink and a serving of the Blooming Onion appetizer on Monday. Onions make me fart, so I don't know if that would be doing a service, me going to Outback while the veterans are trying to eat, so I'll pass on that one, but even though it's yummy. Starbucks gets a free tall brewed coffee. Active duty military and spouses can also do that. Red Lobster is honoring all week long, which should be. Red Lobster veterans get a free appetizer from November 11th to November 14th when they present military ID. Chili's has a Veterans Day menu for veterans and active duty military if they show their ID. Pretty damn cool. That's the way it should be. But we're looking at this report here. 40% of Armed Forces veterans living in New York City are struggling to get enough to eat. According to Margaret Purvis, president and CEO of the Food Bank of New York City, said the $5 billion cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that came into effect on Friday means that the number is only going to increase. Now, okay, before we start going into the food stamp crisis, et cetera, okay, I mean, we would have to go into the long discussion of why aren't our veterans on their own supplemental program, okay? I don't understand why they have to share the pot that we're giving to people that don't, you know, do their duties and pay taxes and illegal people coming over the border, et cetera. I mean, they should have money set aside for them. Okay, that they shouldn't have to be dealing with the cuts while we're trying to figure out where we're leaking all our money to. But that's, you know, that's for another subject for another day. All right. I had watched this video. Somebody had posted on Facebook where there was a veteran who was homeless and was, you know, obviously out of work, out of a job, out of home. And they did a makeover. It was some sort of a charity who had done a makeover. They gave him a haircut. They helped dye his hair. They gave him a suit, etc. And from what we understand, he's working, and it's made a huge change. Now, I know there's tons of charities out there, and I can't begin to give them the credit where credit's due by listing them. But I want us to make a promise that this year we're going to spend a little bit more time and energy and money figuring out how to help our veterans, because I think they are one group that probably feels one of the least appreciated, especially with all the discrimination they're getting, with the smoking legislations, with the anti-gun legislations, and these guys put their lives out for us and gals. So, again, a big thank you from us here at the Dr. Dahlia Show. And we're not going to let you go hungry. No way. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair?
Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.